Shira says, Echanishmas, Chaim Zev ben Mordechai, Brina bas Meir Zev, Chaim Muni ben Azriel, Rezel bas Moshe, Malka bas Tzvi Hirsch, Bela bas Yehuda, Tova bas Shimon, and Sadia ben Shalom. We've been discussing this week some of the minhagim related to the chasna as derived from the pasuk in this week's parasha by Vayivarchu es Rivka. We began with the recital of the Birchos Erusin, which Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Zayin says Chazal Maseches Kala derive from that pasuk Vayivarchu es Rivka. I'd like to this evening discuss just one last Devar Halacha with regard to the recital of the Birchos Erusin. And that is the following. We know that in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezra, Simen Lamed Dalet, Shulchan Aruch tells us that the minog is to recite not only Birchos Erusin under the chuppah, but also a bar priagofen before you recite the Birchos Erusin. A minog to have a cup of wine and say a bar priagofen on the cup of wine before reciting the Birchos Erusin. There is a very well-known discussion in the Achronim, beginning with the Pnei Yeshua in Maseches Ksubos, quoted here by the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Lamed Daled. The Pischei Tshuva quotes the Pnei Yeshua, who was very bothered by the minhag that the bracha bar pragafen is recited by the Masada Kedushin, but he doesn't drink from the cup. Rather, he gives it to the chasen and kala. Now, the truth is, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says that the chasen himself is supposed to recite the Birchos Erusin. After all, he's doing the Kedushin. He's the one getting married. Makes sense. He should say the bracha. Yet the Rama writes that our minhag is that the chasan himself does not say the Birchos Erusin, the Masada Kedushin, a third party, says the Birchos Erusin. Why? The rabbi is not getting married to the kala. Why is he saying the bracha? So the Beis Shmuel explains, because not every chasan will know how to say the bracha properly, and you don't want to embarrass the one chasan who can't say the bracha. So therefore, rather than have some chasanim say the bracha and some chasanim who can't say the bracha, the minhag evolved, says the Beis Shmuel, that across the board, a third party says the Birchos Erusin. Much like when we have an Ola LaTorah. Strictly speaking, the Ola LaTorah should be the one laning after he recites his bracha. But most of us are not able to lane that well without prior preparation from the Sefer Torah on a Shabbos morning. So the minhag evolved that a third party, the Baal Koreh, does the laning on behalf of the one reciting the bracha. So to hear, say the Mefarshim, that the minhag evolved, in order to spare this chasen or that chasen the embarrassment of not knowing how to say the bracha, a third party, the Masada Kedushin, says the bracha for everybody. But then the question becomes, says Pnei Yeshua, what right does the chasen have to drink the wine if the Masada Kedushin says the bar pregafen is not drinking the wine? The problem is the following. The wine, the bar pregafen, is a birchos hanenin. I have no right to be motzi you in a bracha rishona on food unless I too am eating from that food that I said the bracha on. Kiddush on Shabbos, which is a birchas hamitzvah, you have to say a bracha bar pregafen on wine. It's a requirement, it's an obligation. Okay, so even though I already heard Kiddush, I already had my wine, I can say the bar pregafen for you again, even though I'm not drinking, and you'll drink. That's because Kiddush, there's a chiyuv to say it on a cup of wine. Birchas HaMitzvah, I can be motzi you in that bar pregafen, even though I am not drinking the wine. But when it comes to, let's say, hamotzi, Shabbos morning, I can't say a hamotzi for all those sitting around the table if I don't eat from the bread myself. By any birchas hanenin, the halacha is, you can only be motzi somebody else if you too are saying the bracha for yourself. So says the Pnei Yeshua, what's going on here? Every chuppah, the Masada Kedushin is saying a bar pregafen, he's not drinking, the chasen and kala are drinking. How can he say a bracha, bar pregafen, to be mostly somebody else if he himself is not drinking from the wine? That's the Pnei Yeshua's question, quoted by the Pischei Tshuva. And Pnei Yeshua says, well, maybe one can argue that even though technically the cup of wine is only a minug, but we're not really drinking because we're thirsty. We're doing it because we think we have to do it. We should treat it like it's an obligation to have the cup of wine. Maybe it's like wine at Kiddush. Maybe it's like an obligation in that sense. And I could be motzi somebody else, even though I myself am not partaking of the wine. But Bnei Shua is not so happy with that. He's a little tzarchian. He's not so comfortable with that explanation. In Sefer Afikayam, one of the well-known Sfarim, Lamdish Sfarim, printed in Europe before the war, Rabbi Chaim Michel Rabinovitz, he quotes this Bnei Yeshua, and he says, and even if Bnei Yeshua is right, even if he says, we'll view the cup of wine under the chuppah as if it were an obligation, as if it's like the cup of Kiddush, as if it's a chiyuv, and not just a minog. And therefore you'll argue that I do, as the Masada Kedushin, have the right to be motzi someone else in the Bar Pregafen, even though I'm not drinking. He says, I still have a problem. He says, look at the chasen and kalas nowadays. He says, you think they have kavana to be yotzi with your Bar Pregafen? He says, he writes very sharply, he says, even if it's a bircha, a bracha, that's a chova, that's an obligation, that I could be motzi somebody else. He says, the person I'm being motzi has to have kavana to be yotze. If I'm saying the bracha for the chasen mekala and they don't have any kavana to be yotze, so they can't drink, and I said a bracha levatala. And I'm not sure what his experience was with Siddur Kedushin, but he says, Ruba deruba hachasanim v'hakalos einam mechavnim klal lotzeis bebirchas amavarech. He says the vast majority of the chasen kalas have no kavana to be yotzei the bar pregafen. He says, and even if you'll tell them to have kavana, yabitu kekof b'fnei adam, they'll look at you like a monkey. Says lo yedu v'lo yavinu mashom lehem, they have no clue what you're talking about. So what do you gain by saying that? Oh, it's like a bar pregafen of Kiddush. It's a bracha, that's a chova. You can be motzi to somebody else. That's if they had kavana. They don't have kavana. So what are you doing? So the question remains now even stronger, according to Afikayam. How does the Masada Kedushin have the right to make the bar pregafen and give the chasen the kala, and he doesn't drink at all? The Kedushin will still be effective even if they don't have kavana for the bracha. Now, if the bracha is being said on their behalf, then the person making the bracha might have said a bracha levatala if they don't have kavana to be yotze. So the Afikayom says he sent this shaila to Rav Simcha Zalig of Brisk to ask him if he heard of what Gedolei Hador did. And Simcha Zalig told him that he saw that when Rav Chaim Brisker was Masada Kedushin, he would spill a little bit of the wine on his fingers when he made the bracha, and then just take a little taste of the wine on his fingers, so that, in essence, he was making the bracha not for them only, but for himself as well. And once he's making the bracha for himself, it's like hamotzi, Shabbos morning. I make a bracha for myself, and I can be motzi you at the same time. So Reb Chaim, by doing this, he said he did it in a way that people wouldn't notice. A little subtle tilt of the cup, little touch his tongue with his fingers, and that way he was yotzei with the bracha himself. Oh, that's a very good shaila. Friday night Kiddush here, the chazan doesn't drink from the wine because he wants to be yotzei dafka Kiddush Makam Suda. So that's why we're giving it to the kids. Kids who are higi l'chinuch will be yotzei with his bracha, but it's a brachas mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. Kiddush is a chiyuv. It's not just a brachas ananin. Friday night, the bar pregafen is part of the chiyuv of Kiddush. So just like the chiv of Kiddush, I could be motzi you, and even though I was motzi myself already, I could be motzi somebody else, even though I'm not drinking myself personally. But at Birchas Hananin, you don't have that ability to say that. No, but the children who are Gil Chinuch are drinking the wine, the grape juice. So you're being motzi them. Hopefully they're drinking a revius, so at least they have Kiddush from Malkum Suda, at least according to that shita, that you have a revius of wine to be motzi Kiddush from Malkum Suda. They each get very little. Okay. Hegel Chinuch is once so old enough to understand the importance of making a bracha, which the kids generally are. They're four, five, six, seven. Those kids are making brachas already. So they're Hegel Chinuch to making brachas. So you give it to them, and therefore your bracha is not levatala, because they're being yotzi with your bracha. Does the chazan need to That's a good question. I know that Rabbi Willig is always very makbid to not start Aleinu until the first child drinks from the grape juice. Perhaps because the Rambam says that when you answer amen to a bracha, it's as if you recited the bracha. And if you recited the bracha, then why are you being mafsik with Aleinu before the bracha is chal, before someone takes a drink from the wine after hearing the bracha? Maybe that's the svar. I never asked him, but I do know he's makbet to wait to say Aleinu before until the child drinks from the wine. But so then the chazim have to drink it. If there's no children, the chazim himself drinks a revius, so for him it's kiddush makom suda. If there's no children, he has to drink it. Or a revius of grape juice is considered a suda according to some shitos. So Fikiyam says that Chaim was makbet to very discreetly take a taste of the wine on his fingers. And he says, the truth is, why should the chasim kala drink at all? You know, as long as it's not a kedushin drinks, it's good enough. But the minig is the chasim kala drink, okay. But the Chol Pachas, he says, Chaim was machmir, that he should take a little discreet taste of the wine. One of my cousins who got married when my grandfather was inside a Kedushin told me that my grandfather at the Siddur Kedushin, after making the brachos, turned away from the Chasam Mekala to discreetly take a lick of the wine on his fingers without realizing he was turning directly into the movie camera, to the video camera. So on the movie video now, years later, you see front and center, in front of the screen, he's taking a lick of his fingers right in front of the entire audience watching on the screen. Okay, guess you have to plan your discreet tasting of the wine ahead of time. So that is the minhag of Rav Chaim Brisker, and that was the recommendation of Afikei Yom. Now, Rav Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher suggests the following. I'll conclude with this. He suggests perhaps this Shiloh, whether the Masada Kedushin has to taste from the wine or not, depends upon whether you view the Borei Pre Gafen as being recited for the Chasin V'Kala, in which case maybe there's less of a requirement for the Masada Kedushin to drink from the wine himself, or whether you view the Birchas Erisin and hence the Borei Pre Gafen as being not really designed for the Chasin per se, but being a bracha in general that anyone can say. Because we discussed previously, a machlokas rishonim, is the birchas erusin a birchas hamitzvah or birchas hashavach? If it's a birchas hamitzvah, that means it belongs to the chasen. You should be motzi him in the birchas erusin. And maybe then the bar prayer gafen is really his bracha as well, which he should be drinking. Whereas if you hope it's a birchas hashavach, perhaps then the bar prayer gafen also, if Asher Weiss suggests, might be seen more as a bracha that's not designated for the chasen per se, but it could really perhaps be the Masada Kedushin's bracha, which case would be more reason for him to bedafka drink from the wine.